Yes, I said.
Then I hope you are well behaved,
he said.
I don't like anyone who bites.
A horse's head looked over from the stall beyond. It was a tall, brown mare, and she did not look pleased.
So it's you who's turned me out of my box, she said.
I'm sorry, I said, but the man put me in here, so it's not my fault.
I don't want to argue with anyone. I just wish to live in peace.
Later, Merrylegs told me about the tall brown mare.
Ginger has a bad habit of biting people, he explained. One day, she bit James in the arm, and Miss Flora and Miss Jessie, the children, were afraid to come into the stable after that. If you don't bite, I hope they'll start to come again.
I told him I never bit anything except grass, and could not understand why Ginger bit people.
And no one was ever kind to her before she came here, said Merrylegs. John and James do all they can to please her, and our master is never unkind. I'm 12 years old, and I know that there isn't a better place for a horse all round the country than this. John has been here 14 years, and is the best groom there ever was. And you never saw a kinder stable boy than James. There was no reason for Ginger to bite anyone. It's her own fault that she did not stay in the box.